Hey, good morning, North Coast Church. My name's Austin Payne, and I'm the 910 pastor on the Vista campus. And today I'm bringing you the Daily Dose from my favorite story from the life of Jesus. And today's is found in Mark chapter 6. And Mark is just one of those action-packed books of the Bible where you have 16 chapters and 39 times Mark uses the word immediately. And we see this all throughout Jesus' actions and the way that Mark describes him. Immediately they go to this place. Immediately they travel here. Immediately this happens. And yet in the middle of this action-packed book, Mark really takes time to really focus in on and explain the way that Jesus made silence and solitude a priority for him. And in Mark chapter 6, kind of that second chunk in, starting in verse 7, Jesus calls the 12 apostles to him, the disciples, the people that have been following Jesus around. And he calls them and he begins to send them out two by two and to give them authority over impure spirits. And he gives them specific instructions of, hey, this is how I want you to go out. This is how I want you to dive into ministry and really take what I've been teaching, what I've been proclaiming, this kingdom element of the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent, walk away from your sin, walk toward a life that is actually life, a life that's promised to us, this good news that's proclaimed if we follow Jesus. And really, he sends them out with these instructions, and they go out and they preach that people should repent. And that word is there in verse 12. And it says in verse 13 that they drove out many demons, they anointed many sick people with oil, and they healed them. And they go out and they're just seeing this incredible fruit in ministry. And they're seeing, man, as they follow Jesus, as they respond to Jesus, they're seeing all of this happen as they do things in Jesus' name. And I love we fast forward a couple verses down to verse 30. It says that the apostles gathered around Jesus and they reported to him all that they had done and taught. And I can imagine this was an exciting moment for them. They got sent out by Jesus and they see this fruit. They see that they're driving out demons in Jesus' name and they're anointing sick people and they're healing them. And you really see power in their ministry. And they come back and they're seeing Jesus and they're telling them all these exciting things that happened. They're like, you'll never believe the demons that we casted out and the sick people that we healed and the way that we saw people repent. And I love Jesus' response. He says, then because so many people were coming and going that they did not even have a chance to eat, Jesus looks at the 12 and he says, come with me by yourselves to a quiet place, get some rest. And his response, he almost interrupts them in the midst of their telling him all the things that they did and just says, hey, I want you to rest. I want to kind of hit the pause button. Let's hop on this boat and we need to recharge by remembering what it's all about. And I think for me, I read this passage and I'm convicted by the fact that I think I do a lot of things in Jesus' name or in God's name. And I do ministry, I have conversations, and I work a lot for God. But I want to be reminded that in the midst of the 39 times immediately is used, from just a quick perusing through Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, 23 times there's this emphasis on silence and solitude, whether it's Jesus going away by himself, waking up early, making it a priority for himself, or him kind of teaching those around him like he does here in chapter 6 of, hey, I love that you just got back from ministry. I love that you just got back from doing all of these things. But let's hit the pause button. Let's have some silence. Let's have some solitude. Let's grab a meal and let's recharge. And really, I want to remember today that in the midst of my life of doing a lot of things for God, I want to do those things with God. And I want to remember that, man, God, I want to invite you into times of silence and solitude. Maybe that's in the morning. Maybe that's, you know, a cup of coffee in the afternoon or in the evening of just pressing the pause button, grabbing some silence and some solitude and recharging and really remembering what's this good news? What is the reason behind my doing things for God? And I want to invite him in and do things with God. A great quote that I just want to read for you guys from a pastor that I've been reading recently is, it says this, the great danger is not that we will renounce our faith. The great danger is that we will become so distracted, rushed, and preoccupied that we'll settle for a mediocre version of it. And I don't want to settle for a mediocre version of my faith. I don't want to become so rushed and distracted and preoccupied in life, even doing things for God. I want to pause and I want to remember why I do those things. Invite him into those in silence and solitude. And remember that I want to walk with him. Thanks, North Coast. See you tomorrow.